Two Democrats are fighting for L.A. County's only open supervisor seat. Sheila Kuehl is retiring. And the race for her seat between State Senator Bob Hertzberg and West Hollywood politician Lindsay Horvath has gotten ugly. Both campaigns have pledged to solve the housing crisis, protect abortion rights, and deal with the impacts of climate change. But they have also accused each other of being closet Republicans. There has also been some insults of anti-Semitism levied. It is really a messy race, but whoever wins will have a powerful job on the Board of Supervisors, representing around 2 million people and controlling the county's nearly $40 billion budget. Joining us now is Andrew Compa, Metro reporter for the LA Times. He's been covering this race. Hi.
Hello. Thanks so much. This is a very fun race. I'm happy to dive into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about the two candidates. At least optically, they're very different. Bob Hertzberg is a baby boomer. He's been a fixture in Sacramento for many, many years, since the 90s. Lindsay Horvath began high school in the 90s. She is a millennial, and she spent the last 15 years in West Hollywood politics. She was a city council member and a mayor. So tell us about how they campaign differently and their policy ideas and if they have substantive differences.
So just kind of what you've mentioned, there's an age difference there of 27 years. Bob is the negotiator. He likes to call himself the dealmaker, the conciliator, the person that goes out and just tries to get both sides. He talks a lot about, you know, working between the aisles, and he'll mention, you know, Tom Bradley and Tom McClintock to people on opposite ends of the political spectrum. And so that's kind of Bob's approach to things, and he's had some stark differences with Lindsay Horvath, 40 years old, like you mentioned, millennial. If she were to win, she'd be the first renter among supervisors. She has student loans. These are all things that, you know, Bob doesn't have. Bob's a homeowner, no student loans, and so they come about it from very different angles. Lindsay likes to see herself as a person of action, a person who's unafraid of taking tough stances. Whilst Bob wants to kind of take a couple of days to look at the issues to see what the best perspective is and go forward with that. You know, their biggest split right now is just on law enforcement and how both of them view it within the community. Bob is against Measure A, which calls for accountability, or calls at least for the possibility to recall the sheriff. Mm-hmm. Lindsay is in favor. And so they have very different views on police, on law enforcement, and the measure itself.
Yeah. So I guess the current sheriff has become a big campaign issue in this race, with Lindsay Horvath pretty much against him, and Bob Hertzberg not taking a more nuanced view. What are their positions on?
For sure. So Lindsay's come out, and you know, in West Hollywood, she was a big proponent of redirecting funding for the sheriff's department. And so the way she looks at it is that for items such as for issues such as homelessness and mental health services, she has no problems believing and shifting around somebody that would go naturally to the sheriff's department and send it out to various agencies throughout the city, throughout the county. She doesn't feel it's responsible to ask the sheriff's department to do all these things. And so recently, this summer, the city of West Hollywood cut a deputy's position, and in its place, they're hiring 30 unarmed kind of watchers in the community that go around and just kind of watchdogs of the community. They just kind of go around and make sure things are happening. Bob, on the other hand, you know, when the Sheila Kuehl search was initiated by the sheriff's department, Bob took a step back. He waited a day to make a comment. He wanted to look at what exactly was in the warrant, what was in the wording, and he wanted to say that he didn't want to necessarily just jump to conclusions. He did condemn it afterwards, but he has not come out and full out condemned Alex Villanueva the way Lindsay Horvath has. And so Bob has said multiple times he doesn't see the point of pointing a finger in the eye of somebody he may have to work with, whereas Lindsay Horvath believes these are the types of executive decisions that need to be made. This is what the next supervisor should be, somebody who's not afraid to call it like they see it.
Yeah. And it should be noted that Sheila Kuehl is endorsing her. Interestingly, the governor of California supports Hertzberg, but his wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, supports Horvath.
Yes, it is very interesting. I think just the fact that the governor got involved, as was noted previously, he's often said that he will not get involved on dem-on-dem, you know, contests, particularly the local races. So we saw
the
that
mayor's
with,
race, for example.
With the mayor's race, Bass and Caruso. But he made an endorsement here. He's worked with Bob Hertzberger, a various position when Newsom was the mayor and Bob was in the Assembly, and most recently, obviously, in the Senate. So Bob kind of has these connections and ties. The big difference between him and Lindsay, he just knows so many people locally. He just has these connections where he can make a phone call and you get an ad and you get an endorsement from the California governor, which is a pretty big deal.
Wow. So is there any polling to say who's ahead?
So there's only been internal polling right now. The camps have been really close guarding what they're letting out. So Bob's latest public poll that his camp has released had him ahead by 7 points. Lindsay's latest internal poll had them at a deadlock, 23-23. On both of the polls, there is a huge amount. In one of them, it's the majority, and the other, it's close to the majority of undecided voters. They both have conceded this is going to go down to Election Day, that there are a lot of people that they are battling, trying to get just today, tomorrow, see who they can get to come out.
All right. Well, thanks for the update. Andrew Compa of the LA Times, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coming up, the roots of the modern Republican Party can be found in the 90s with politicians like Newt Gingrich and Pat Buchanan.
There was a faction that called itself the New Right that believed that you needed to sort of lean into the most divisive issues, the most emotional issues in American politics.
Historian Nicole Hemmer, author of the new book Partisans, is here next on Press Play.